Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. This is Advanced, your window on the world. And we continue our lesson. In fact, we will finish the lesson today about the duvet lady. Thank you for joining us today, all of you listening in. We hope that you've learned things just as we have as we've studied this lesson together. I'm Doris Brohm, Peng Menghui, and we have again with us in the studio today,
Linda from Studio Classroom Magazine.
And Catherine from Advance Magazine.
And all of you who are listening in, I hope that you listen to Studio Classroom sometimes, but you have to listen to Advance every day. Is that all right? Well,
right.
Sometimes. But they're both good magazines for you. And if you want to talk more, of course, there's Let's Talk. You know that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But what are we talking about these last few days?
Well, we have been talking about a woman named Judith Chen and how she started a company in Taiwan that basically changed the bedding world of Taiwan. And she brought down duvets to hotels and then stores in the area.
And, you know, to meet her, she's a very friendly person, just an ordinary kind of person. I enjoyed the time when I visited their place and saw some of their products, and you were over there, too. And the whole, you know, they even listened to Studio Classroom mm-hmm. in their office sometimes.
That's right, yeah. And Judith was such a sweet woman. This was my first interview experience with a woman of her standing. I've never interviewed a CEO before, and I was so nervous. But she was so calm, and she was so kind to me, and she really helped me calm down, to be honest. And, I mean, she's such a welcoming woman.
Well, you did a good job in writing this, Catherine. Oh, we're going to let her interview some more people, aren't we?
We are.
Even for Studio Classroom sometimes.
Yay.
But it is interesting to talk about people that we can meet and talk to, and we can ask them more in-depth questions about things. Mm-hmm. When you read things, you're not really sure. So you probably got quite a bit of extra information from her.
I did. Listeners can't see, but I do have pages and pages of notes in front of me. We actually spoke for, I think, an hour and 45 minutes whenever mm-hmm. we talked. It was a long, in-depth interview.
Well, I'm sure that everybody's going to probably look for these now because, you know, we've been talking about them. And it's not because we're doing this just like an advertisement, but it is interesting that we can find local products here that are top quality that would be good in Paris or New York or any place in the world. Mm-hmm. Taiwan has some very, very good top products. And so I'm proud of them too, aren't you, Linda?
I am. And what impresses me is that she says that she wants to keep this product in Taiwan to be used by local people. She's not interested in exporting it anywhere.
Because she feels that it's good for the health.
Right.
And the way the climate is here, sometimes it's cold, mm-hmm. but yet it's not exactly like Alaska, but mm-hmm. you need to keep warm. So you need to be warm, but not with heavy things on you. So I think there's a good point in that. In fact, today on page 20, we're going to talk about some of the health benefits of these lightweight duvets. There's many different kinds, aren't there?
Mm-hmm. That's right. We talked about a couple days ago about the heavier quilts that you may have had in the past. And today we're going to talk about all the great things you can gain from having a lighter down duvet.
So let's begin today by just reading this one paragraph about the health benefits on page 20.
Health benefits of lightweight duvets. One important benefit of sleeping under a down duvet is that it improves circulation because it places less strain on a person's body. A traditional blanket can be suffocating because it is heavy. Specially made duvets can also reduce a person's allergies if they are made out of hypoallergenic material.
So we're looking at one important benefit of sleeping under a duvet, and I think this is very, very important. It improves a person's circulation. That mm-hmm. means the blood flow throughout your body. It makes it easier because you don't have so much weight on top of you.
So no, I never thought of that before.
I didn't either.
Because, you know, circulation is very important. And sometimes my circulation isn't as good as it should be. And maybe putting a big, heavy blanket on me at night wouldn't be good for it.
That's right. I didn't really think of it either, but it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? It says it places less strain on your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose if something is pressing down on you, you know, it's also like flattening out your blood vessels, so it makes blood harder to flow through.
Well, yeah, and then you have to think it's not just for a few minutes or anything. This is, what, 7, 8, or 9 hours?
5 or 6.
Well,
whatever.
9 hours. Yeah, of being
a long time, right. Yeah.
Pressured.
Yeah. In regular traditional blankets, they can be kind of, you could say, suffocating because they're heavy and mm-hmm. you think, oh, it's kind of hard to breathe. When you suffocate, it means that you just can't get your breath.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you often hear this word in, like, crime
they
movies.
They suffocate people.
They suffocate people. It means they can't breathe.
Yeah.
But that is true. If you have something, like, heavy pressing down on you, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, well, I want to lift it off so I can, like, get a deep breath at least.
Mm-hmm.
I always kind of say that, too, when it's so hot and humid outside. It feels like the air is suffocating because I can't get, like, a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels like it's suffocating me.
So these duvets, it's not like you just buy one kind and that's it. You know, we talked about one for travel that's mm-hmm. small and you could roll up. But they have some specially made ones that for people who have allergies. Now, a lot of people are allergic to dogs and cats mm-hmm. and all kinds of things. So I thought, do you think people are allergic to this duck down?
Well, I think the duck down is less has less allergy produces less allergies or fewer allergies in people than a lot of things that are maybe used. And
so would you call those hyperallergenic materials?
Yeah, hypoallergenic material. Mm-hmm. I thought this was interesting. Hypoallergenic material, it says that they're specially made, so they must have another kind of duvet.
Yeah, it's a kind of down duvet where it's so clean and pure that there's no dust allergens in it. So it has way fewer feathers and more down so that not so much dust can get trapped in it, basically.
Because feathers and down mm-hmm. are really actually different, and we're going to talk about that mm-hmm. in the next paragraph or so. So we'll find out a little bit more about that. But down, of course, is the part that's right close to the duck's body, and there's not as much of that as there are feathers. Now, feathers are also lightweight.
Right, mm-hmm. but not as lightweight as down
right.
is.
Mm-hmm.
And this word hypoallergenic actually is good for our listeners to know, especially if you have allergies or are allergic to something. Hypo
right.
means not allergic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's a pretty big word. Say that again.
Hypoallergenic.
Okay, so just remember what it means, right?
Mm-hmm.
You probably won't be talking about it too much. If somebody's going around and says, oh, I'm hyperallergenic, I don't think you hear it very often.
Well, something has to be. You can't be, but it can
be.
Yeah,
it can be.
And
yeah.
it doesn't cause an allergic reaction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think in this day and age, there's so much
yeah.
in the environment that
allergies,
we have right. become allergic to. Anything that we can help
mm-hmm.
our health with is great.
Yeah, my little sister uses a ton of hypoallergenic products because she's very, very allergic to a lot of the
soaps,
the things back home. Yeah, she's allergic to everything outside, basically, any sort of weird chemical that goes into products. So a lot of her stuff is very organic and hypoallergenic.
You wonder why. Isn't that strange?
Well, yeah. My son has asthma, and so we had to be very careful in his room.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been great to know about this.
Yeah, he's kind of grown up now. So
yes.
But anyway, why should we have these duvets? That's another thing. Now, we did talk about them. We already know enough reason. They're lightweight. They're good. But let's just reinforce this a little bit by reading the next section that says, why duvets?
Why duvets? To put it simply, duvets reduce the time it takes to make a bed, and they are extraordinarily lightweight, while still packing a lot of heat. The bed covering naturally carries warmth without the weight. Duvets keep you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. If you're thinking of getting your own duvet, it's important to choose carefully. There are a few things you need to take into consideration. Down or feathers? First, it's important to understand the difference between down and feathers. Down is below a duck's feathers. It's usually light and fluffy. The feathers of a duck are usually a protective covering, but both can be used in duvets. It's up to you to decide whether you want a feather duvet or a down duvet. Feathers only add weight to the duvet. The root of the warmth is found in down. Too many feathers will make your duvet too heavy, and they do not provide as much heat as down.
Okay, so we read now about why we would use these and something about the different kinds. So this is also interesting. I learned some interesting things here, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And the first reason that you may want to choose a duvet is because a duvet reduces the time it takes you to make your bed.
Oh,
your
that's
bed.
A good reason. Isn't that a good reason?
Hey. Very good.
Right. It is. In the morning, whenever you get up and you're in a hurry, it's nice to just kind of fluff out the duvet and then be on your way.
Wow, that is really good.
Just shake it out over your bed.
Mm-hmm.
One couple times and it's done.
Yeah, and it sometimes when you're sleeping, the down duvet will flatten out. But if you just shake it out a couple times, it'll fluff back up and be nice and thick and pretty looking.
So it says even though it's lightweight, it packs a lot of heat. Mm-hmm. Now, the pack sounds to me heavy. But, you know, packing just means it puts out a lot of heat, doesn't
it? Mm-hmm. I think we should pay attention to this word extraordinarily because it tells you it's really, 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 really lightweight.
Right, that's true, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And usually, you know, when you have anything like any kind of covers on your bed, they're there for warmth, mm-hmm. but you just don't like the weight. So this is two W's, warmth or three, warmth without weight, WWW. How do you like that?
I like that.
Very clever.
Right. That would be a good advertising thing, wouldn't it? Warmth without
yeah.
weight. Sounds good.
Yeah.
And they do keep you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. That's strange, but it does work.
That's right. One thing about duvets is that they keep you cool in the summer, so the perspiration on your body can evaporate, which cools you off. But they keep you warm in the winter, so it keeps you warm without letting you get too hot and sweaty, but comfortable.
I find that true. I think, you know, during the summer, I still like to put, you like something over mm-hmm. you.
I do too.
But you don't feel hot, you know. Mm-hmm. In the winter, it just keeps you warm. So those are very good reasons. So if you're thinking of getting one, what should you do?
Well, there are several things that you should consider. And if you have your magazine, you look in the second column there, you should choose between down or feathers, mm-hmm. which I thought was quite interesting.
Yes, and I suppose there's a difference in price because I think there's more feathers than there is down, so feathers should be cheaper than more down, don't you think?
Well, not only that, but the down, it's harder to get to. It's more high quality than feathers.
Right.
So it's a lot more, people want this more, so there is a higher price for down versus feathers.
In fact, there's less down on a duck than there are feathers.
Oh, right, because as Katie said before, the down is usually found on the stomach mm-hmm. or the belly
yeah.
of the duck.
Yeah. It's below the feathers, actually.
Right, and then it's yeah. underneath the feathers, so uh-huh. it's harder to get at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's very light and very fluffy, and there's a picture of it here on page 18, right?
That's right, where Judith was holding it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. And so this really is... you can use this kind. You can use feathers and it. Sometimes people used to just have feather blankets, but they were not quite as good as the down and the feathers, right?
Well, I think it takes if you get feathers wet, it takes a while for them to dry out.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I think down is lighter and fluffier, so it's easier
it
to dry
dries
it out.
Quickly. It dries and quickly. One other thing about a feather duvet mm-hmm. is I was reading, and they tend to the feathers, the quill of the feather, they tend to come through the material of the duvet oh. and they poke you. I mm-hmm. used to have a feather pillow,
really? Mm-hmm.
and every time I laid my face on it, I kept getting poked with the little quills,
really?
And I hated that. So that's one other thing to think about.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. My couch has feather cushions on the across the back of them, and sometimes when I sit down, I have to pull the feather out. I can't get mm-hmm. it to go back in.
Yeah.
So the downs ones would be better, but they would probably be more expensive
mm-hmm.
then. But feathers just... you know, they add a little bit of weight to everything. But
yeah.
the word you get the warmth really from comes from the down, doesn't it?
Right, it comes from the down more than the feathers. I think the feathers keep the ducks drier mm-hmm. because it sheds the water more.
Yeah, but the down is held in really, really close to the bird's body, so that's how they keep the heat in. Inside.
Yeah. And if you have too many feathers, it might be too heavy, too. And you don't really want to have it too heavy. So
right.
it's better
it says
to have more
that,
down.
Right, that right. feathers only add weight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that kind of goes back to the way that they used to make bedding was with the cotton and making it really, really heavy. So if you keep making feather duvets, you kind of haven't changed anything from 20 years ago.
So you have to have more down in it. Mm-hmm. So that's the secret of it. And, of course, this is why it would cost a little more. There's a photo of some packed up on the top here, the page 20. You can see some.
Mm-hmm.
And they're quite nice, attractive looking. But there are different kinds. So you have to find out if you're allergic to something or if you want one that's a little bit more lightweight, has more down in it.
Right. I think one of the interesting photos in this article is at the bottom of page 19.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a door, but it's not really, is it?
That's right. That was one of the machines that's at their factory, the Royal Bedding Factory. And it's what this is it's a machine that it separates the down from the feathers. And the materials go through this process of cleansing and separating. They're washed at 45 degrees Celsius, I was reading. And then they're separated, and then they're classified according to quality. There's all different kinds or levels of quality in these feathers and the down. So you can buy a higher quality or a lower quality down duvet. Or
that's quite an interesting process, isn't it?
Who would have thought?
I know. It was so cool.
The feathers are all separated and the down taken,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it is true that, the animals often have this kind of a protective coating, like a even like your dogs and your cats and so forth. And I know Taiwan, sometimes people shave their dogs in the summer because they think they'd be cooler, but that little protective thing, it's not exactly like down, but they have a little protective covering.
Mm-hmm.
And when they shave them, they take that off. And
right.
Then the dogs are much hotter than if they'd left some of the fur on them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
also, if you take them outside, they get sunburned. I mean,
that's
we
right.
never think about that. But
so remember that. That Mother Nature, animals were created with this for protection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to think about these things we don't usually think about, but that's what's good about advance. We can take time to go over them. So we're going to find out a little bit more about this as we read on.
Determining quality. Most foreign duvets adhere to an international standardized code for down. Taiwan currently has no standard for down, but Royal is in the process of creating that standard with the government. When you are looking for your own duvet, it's important to check the quality. A low-quality duvet will not stay fluffy and will clump together in tiny balls. A high-quality duvet will stay separated more easily and retain its fluffiness. Best of all, a good duvet will make you feel like you're sleeping in a luxury hotel without the expense.
So if we look here in the first sentence, we say that most foreign duvets adhere to an international standardized code for down. If you adhere to something, it means that you follow it closely.
Okay.
And I think that actually Katie actually knows what that means, the international standardized code for down. Who would have thought there was something like that?
Did you find out about that when you talked to
Judith? Yes, I did learn a lot about it. There is an international code that has a minimum or a percentage of down versus feathers and duvets. The general rule is that a duvet will be 90% down and 10% feathers.
Oh.
So if you buy a high quality, it'll probably be around that percentage. It'll usually have around 90, maybe 95% down versus the rest is feathers. So a lower quality would have a lower percentage of down versus feathers. So right now, though, one of the things that is interesting is that Taiwan has no code for the down percentages. But
right.
Royal Bedding is one of the first companies who is creating that with the government right now. So they are the only and the first company here to be
that's
working
important.
On that.
I think that's
important,
don't you?
Yes, I do.
Otherwise, people will sell you one and you don't know it's got more feathers. And they say, well, it's down and you don't know. So we do need standards on that.
Mm-hmm.
We have standards on food. We have to have standards on clothes, materials, and everything so people know how to judge something.
Right, and I would have never known. I mean, actually, when I lived in the States, I bought down products, but I really never knew what percentage to look for or anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
I think that's a good thing to notice, So when you buy stuff, you buy smart,
Right, of course.
What it's supposed
you need to
be.
Know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that determines, or that's what decides the quality is, how much down, and how much feathers it has in it. So if you're looking for your own, you have to check that quality, like Linda just said, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you have a low quality, you could say, well, I don't care. I'll get a low quality one. But it will not stay quite as fluffy. You'll notice that. And what else will you notice about it?
Well, also, the feathers will clump together. This is such a great word. Will clump together into tiny balls. Mm-hmm. And clump just means they'll gather together in a group. And it, then it's very difficult to get them apart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any manner of shaking will do it. You probably have to get down there and kind of work around
it. Pull it apart
with your hands. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to do when you're doing it over fabric to the feathers inside.
Well, the high-quality ones are better. They stay separated more easily, and the one that I have from there is really nice high quality, and it stays very separated. What about yours?
Yeah, mine is great. It's very light and fluffy, and actually, that's one of the things that you need to look for when you're buying a duvet. The duvets have this thing called fill power, which is the clumps that are inside.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a high fill power, that means that there are clumps inside that are very light and fluffy. They're not the bad clumps, but they're the good ones. So if there's a lot of those, it's very, very light and fluffy and comfortable. So that is a high-quality duvet.
And you feel like you're sleeping in a luxury hotel, but it's not as expensive because it's your own home, right?
That's right.
If you do get one, you really have to be careful to know how to take care of it, too. So don't forget to read this section about caring for it. I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a lot of other products that you can see when you visit. I think you did visit the showroom. I did, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some very beautiful products like cushion covers and things you can put on your table and all. And they have things from the Palace Museum, beautiful paintings from the Palace Museum that are put on the pillows. I mean, the design is on there. They're not painted on there. But
that's
the design, and this design comes from the Palace Museum. So it makes it very, very Chinese and very local. I think it's nice.
That's right. They made a lot of products with inspiration from the museum, but they didn't just make pillows, actually. They have other things. Like, they have the bedspreads, but they also have tablecloths and table runners, so that thing that goes in the middle of your table, and a bed runner, something that can go at the end of your bed that just has a beautiful design on it.
Don't they make beautiful silk sheets and things, too, that go with that?
Yes, they do. They have all sorts of bedding sets, anything to kind of spice up your
And maybe if somebody's getting married, you could give them a whole set, you know?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't know what to give people for their wedding presents.
I always tell people to give sheets.
Mm-hmm.
I think new sheets
beautiful.
Are a must.
Right.
I agree.
Well, we've learned quite a bit about this, and I think it's been interesting because it's something local. We've learned about the person that's doing it, and I think it would be good for us now, before we close today, to have a little skit using some of these words.
Well, hello, Nancy. How have you been?
Oh, not so good, Dr. Gray. My work has been so arduous lately. I'm stressed out and having trouble sleeping at night.
That doesn't sound good, Nancy. How many hours of sleep have you been getting?
3, maybe 4. I try to adhere to a routine of going to bed at 11 o'clock, but I just lay in bed, tossing and turning until 2 a.m. Then I wake up around 5 or 6 a.m.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions, Nancy, to find out what's at the root of your sleep problem and to see if there's any overriding factors.
Is this going to be painful, Dr. Gray?
Only if I yell really loud.
Oh, good.
Can you aptly describe to me your typical workday, Nancy?
Well, I get to the office at 7:30 a.m. and stay there till about 9:30 p.m.
That's 14 hours at the office, Nancy. Are you sitting at a desk?
Oh, yes. A very pristine desk. I love my desk.
That's interesting that you describe your desk as pristine. Are you working on a computer all day?
All day, Dr. Gray. Well, except when my boss, Chase Money, the real estate tycoon, calls me into his office to take notes or answer questions.
And tell me about your diet. What do you eat for lunch and dinner?
Oh, I have a penchant for skipping lunch since I'm so busy. And dinner? Well, I usually stop at Cheapo Mart on my way home and buy some potato chips.
No lunch and then potato chips for dinner? What about breakfast?
What about it?
Do you eat breakfast?
Oh, breakfast isn't important, Dr. Gray. Sometimes I eat a donut on my way to work.
I'd like to dispel your notion that breakfast isn't important, Nancy. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But apparently, No meal is important to you. Do you exercise?
I'm too tired to exercise.
Well, Nancy, you're stressed out, working too much, not eating a healthy diet, and you get no exercise. It's not a mystery why you don't get much sleep each night.
What can I do, Dr. Gray? You must help me.
I think it's time for you to make your move to South America. Nancy, your lifestyle is killing you, and you need to make drastic changes.
Move to South America? That sounds intriguing. Okay, I'll do it. Next week.
Congratulations, Nancy. I think you'll find sleeping easier once you make this big move.
I really enjoyed this article about Judith Chun. She's a very inspiring woman with a lot to offer, and she really cares about the people of Taiwan. And I think the biggest thing I learned from her is never give up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree with you, Linda. I love the lesson you can see in her life was never give up. If you love something, keep trying, and you can succeed if you put all of your effort into it. That's a great lesson for anyone, especially, I think, for young girls to learn. I think it's good to see successful women out there, you know, changing the world.
And that's one thing about advanced. We talk about so many types of things, so many kinds of things, different kinds of people. So be sure and check our websites and give us some response back on what you think of the articles. And use the words that you've learned and sleep comfortably and sleep well. And we hope that you've enjoyed being with us, too. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you when we begin a new article next time. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Goodbye.